there is going to be a process now. There will be consultation with the Corps coming. The officials within the Department of the Gaeltacht have already looked at models in Scotland of this type of design and also of this type of service. So that process has started. It started last week with respect to the meeting, a very, very positive meeting with the Tory Islanders. And there is a figure of €4 million involved in relation to this.
And there was concern raised over the current Tory Island ferry, so this now will alleviate all them concerns?
Well, not necessarily in the short term. There still are concerns in terms of the service in the winter time, and I listened very, very closely to the Islanders on Friday. They talked about the lack of service 2 years ago in a very, very during a very, very bad winter, and as we know by the climate, the climate is not getting any better, and we have to be very conscious of the fact that when a complete community, an entire community, who have signed a petition, over 150 of them, they handed me the petition on Friday, that they do have concerns of service in the winter time, and I'm taking those concerns very, very seriously, and I've asked my officials to go back now and to see how we can meet the needs of the Tory Island community. Obviously, the contract has gone to tender, and there has been a company awarded the contract, and I'm very, very conscious at one hand as well that there are constraints at that level, but at the same time we have to look at where there are gaps, and if there are gaps we have to try and fill them in.